Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 15 degrees with a wind chill of 4, 7:30 here on a Tuesday morning. The U.S. Census begins today in Alaska.
U.S. Census Director Steve Dillingham spoke from Anchorage last week, explaining that the census count has historically begun in Alaska. It's necessary in order to contact the many indigenous tribes and groups in the north of Alaska before the spring thaw begins, which would make it too hard to reach them.
The residents of Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the other relatively large cities here in Alaska will respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or mail in mid-March with the rest of the country.
He says they are still going through the pool of potential census workers to hire, and they're asking for more applicants, saying this will be the biggest and potentially most complicated census count ever done. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly continues her push for online sales taxes.
Governor Kelly says an online tax would level the playing field between online retailers and local business owners. Kelly's budget plan would enforce all online sales and digital property. Kelly's budget director, Larry Campbell, tells KSN News this is just a start.
We'll take it a step at a time. The goal would be to do is what we can for folks.
Kelly says the projected $15 million in tax collections would help pay for education, roads, and other state necessities. Lawmakers will debate the governor's budget and likely make changes. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A development group behind much of the construction at Wichita State's Innovation Campus wants to build a new home on the campus for a Wichita technology company. MWCB LLC today is asking the Wichita City Council for $33 million in industrial revenue bonds. The money would go toward a new headquarters for NetApp, which is currently located at 3718 North Rock Road. And NetApp employs 628 people in Wichita and plans to hire at least 70 more in the next decade.
A man from Owosso, Michigan, finds a load of cash in a couch he bought at a secondhand store. What he did next? Surprising.
Howard Kirby bought the sofa from the Habitat for Humanity ReStore, but he found it to be less than comfortable to sit or lie on, so his daughter decided to do a little exploring, zipping open the cushion covers, discovering more than $43,000 in cash. Seems a woman's grandfather died, and she decided to donate his sofa to Habitat, not knowing about the money Grandpa had stuffed in the cushions. Kirby returned to the store to track down the rightful owner of the money and return it to her. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Remember that New Year's resolution you made about exercising more? Well, it kind of depends on where you live, but how's that working out?
A new study conducted by the Centers for Disease Control finds that some states are lazier than others. They're ranking states based on how active people are there. Topping the lazy list, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky. People living in those states reported the highest levels of inactivity. What states have the most reported activity? Well, they include Colorado, Washington, Utah, Oregon, and the District of Columbia. The federal government recommends about 30 minutes of physical activity at least 5 days a week. John Saucier, Fox News.
A rare heist in California.
It would have taken a flatbed truck to haul them all away. An estimated 100 beehives and boxes that hold them reportedly stolen from a Northern California orchard. The hives represent about a third of beekeeper Mike Potts' business. A theft will hand him a loss of about $44,000. The bees had recently been transported to the almond orchards from Oregon for spring pollination. The Sutter County theft comes amid a bee shortage that is affecting some crops. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cold area of high pressure will move on off to the southeast. Meanwhile, winds return to the south today, and that's going to help temperatures climb a bit compared to what we have been this morning. We will be around 32 at noontime, 38 for the high later on this afternoon, a rain snow mix after midnight, our low in the low 30s, and a wintry mix early Wednesday with a high near 40. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 15 degrees, southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, wind chill is 4. 7:34 now, make it 7:35, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And everybody, of course, pulling for the Shockers to win tonight at South Florida after two games that were just, well, just about totally disastrous for the Shockers. And, you know, kind of a couple of meltdowns there, Ted.
A good week.
They got to rank 16th, and maybe they all, I don't know, maybe it went to their heads. Who knows? But I don't know. I'm not a person who's ever coached basketball. I played when I was a youngster, but as my observation would be after watching that second game is you don't take five young men and span them around on a semicircle and let them throw the ball back and forth and hope for something to happen. I saw nothing going on. And there was a time when that happened, a coach would call a timeout, take a little clipboard out, draw a play and say, run this play, get Stevenson open so he can either shoot or pass, and we'll go from there. And we'll just get it back 1-2 points at a time. But I didn't see that happen.
Yeah, it didn't.
Again,
it never materialized on Saturday.
They don't pay me $3 million to coach the Shockers, okay? But to me, they got some great players. They've got some really good players. None of those kids stepped up and did anything. And
no, it was.
But you can you expect them to just, hey, here's the ball, do something, one-on-one. I don't get it.
But that's not the Shockers. They don't play one-on-one basketball.
They're not supposed to.
They usually run things through the offense, and the offense was not. It's getting
like,
it done.
Looks like they maybe just forgot everything they've been told.
That's exactly what Coach Marshall's one of his quotes was. It's like they forgot what got them there in the first place to get ranked 16th in the nation.
And there's another thing that somebody, coach might do, is just take the bottom five kids and say, go out there and play. These guys can't do it. And it would get their attention in a hurry. So
I know that's been done before, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping for the best. These guys are so good this year. And I don't know how far they can go, but I think they can go a long ways. And hoping they'll turn it around tonight. I'm certain of that. Something's going to happen good tonight, don't you think, Ted?
Thinking Tampa? Sure. Well, you're playing the last place team in the conference. Yes. If it doesn't go right tonight, then woo, then you really start scratching your head.
You really will scratch your head. You know, I want to talk about allowances for a minute. This article caught my eye, and I just want to get your thoughts on this too, Ted. Many parents opt to give their kids a weekly allowance,
right?
Not because they need the cash, but to jumpstart their educations and financial literacy.
Right.
After all, it's never too early to start practicing good money habits, and giving kids an allowance allows them to learn how best to spend and save it, experts say. Parents, now, I never had that I can remember an allowance. Man, I remember in junior high, it was like Mom used to give me $5 on Monday, and lunch was 50 cents. And the other 250 I could do with whatever I wanted. I think that was about
it. Well, see, that's kind of
Is that an allowance?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it kind of teaches you to manage your money.
A regular allowance? I wasn't too good at managing it. I always found something like candy or something to spend it on. Anyway, parents seem to be, as with my kids, I don't remember giving them an allowance. I said, you need some money, just come in. I'll give you money if it's okay. I always felt like if a kid has too much money, they're going to get in trouble one way or the other.
I'd say that's pretty good policy, yeah.
Yeah, just make them rely on you. Well, here's the latest, okay? 69% of parents doled out regular allowances last year. That's according to this survey.
Really?
Yeah. This is from Rooster Money. It's a kid's allowance.
That seems high to me.
Yeah. Children between the ages of 4 and 14 earned an average of $499 or $9.59 a week. That's up 6% from a year earlier, according to a study from Rooster Money, a kid's allowance.
Wait a minute. They're putting four-year-olds in this survey?
Yeah, the four-year-olds are in the survey. Study's findings are based on the spending habits of nearly 50,000 of the app's users. Spending habits. Wow. So now they know what the kids are. They know where your kids are spending their money. If your kid's doing anything on the net, they know everything about your kid, where they're going, what they're doing.
No, that's
right?
True.
Yeah. All right, so allowances. What happened at the Woodward House when you were growing up?
I'm kind of in the same way as you. I did not get an allowance. I wasn't the kind of kid that wanted a lot of stuff.
I didn't either. And
if I wanted something, I waited for my birthday or for Christmas and asked for it.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
I didn't even do that. I just kind of waited.
Yeah.
I was just remembering something the other day about my dad and mom and starting a football over at West. As a sophomore, I needed a pair of football shoes. So instead of going to the sporting goods store and getting, you know, what the kids do today, get these here's $157,000 shoes for you to wear, and you're 15-year-old kid. My dad went to there was a varsity football player, I think it was Hal Boyd, at school at West, and he had a pair of shoes he wanted to sell. So I tried them on, and they fit, and I think they gave them $10 for them, and away I went.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's the way I got taken care of. Now, those shoes were the worst shoes I have ever worn in my life.
Oh, my.
They were like wearing like a cardboard or an iron box on my feet. And I have tender feet anyway. And these things were terribly uncomfortable.
Really?
But, you know, what are you going to do? I didn't go back and say, Dad, you know, these shoes are uncomfortable. Because he would have said,
He would have said, well, okay, tough.
Okay, let's put another pair of socks. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you know. Exactly.
So there you go. And anyway, complaining about my childhood again. Anyway, allowances. So you never had one either. I mean, your dad was an accountant. Your dad was a money guy.
A banker.
Yeah, a banker. He knew about that stuff. And you had several kids in your family. And
Now I wonder if my two younger brothers did have allowances.
I'll bet they did.
Because they bought a ton of baseball cards and comics. They were into collecting stuff. So I wonder if, I wonder if they were on some kind of.
There you go.
But I was, I wasn't into that stuff. Yeah.
Well, some kids are, some aren't. In my family, I don't remember my brothers, my older brother was kind of like that. So if he wanted something, he'd just go out and earn the money. He started working when he was about 13, 40 hours a week. He always had plenty of money. And he didn't need an allowance because he had his own, all right?
Hey, that's...
Allowances.
Good way to work.
Steve and Ted sharing our wisdom with you this morning. 7:41 now with Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got to talk about allowances. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. There's a guy who knows where every penny's going, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to tell us about a restaurant in Delano that is closing. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
He always knows where to get a bunch of dimes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.